GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Making Monday feel like a Friday. Two fine friends from the Bangor Region Chamber of Commerce, Deb Newman and Shelly Sun, taking a seat in Spacious Studio 7A. Good morning, gals. How are you?
Good morning. We are fantastic.
Once again, a very busy week for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Starting with the Bangor Region Chamber of Commerce, early bird breakfast this Wednesday. Sometimes we laugh, we joke about some of the stuff that comes our way. This one is serious, and this one is very, very important, Deb.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to toss this one to Shelly because she's been working with this group to arrange for their visit and their presentation here in Bangor. And you're right, it is a topic. Unfortunately, it's a topic that we need to talk about. Mm-hmm. Shelly, go for it.
So we are excited to have Blue U. They're corporate trainers that specialize in risk management. On Wednesday morning, they'll be talking about surviving an incident of violence active shooter, which is really scary to think about. It'll provide a solid foundation for gaining the skills necessary to prepare for making good decisions in fractions of a second. So Joe Hilleman, he's a lieutenant from New Hampshire, I believe. He and his partner, Terry, but Joe's coming for our event. He has years of experience with corporate trainers. We've heard from many HR professionals that they provide a great presentation, so we're really excited to have them on Wednesday morning. Early bird breakfast is also getting into our HR conference, so we have actually two events that day.
You know, and every employer needs to have a disaster preparedness plan, and this is a big part of that plan. So we're hoping that employers leave with a little more information so they can go back to their workplace and really think about how would we deal if this situation should occur.
Can we ask an important question right there? You said every employer should have or must. Is it that they should have, or is it by law that they must have?
I'm not a legal expert by any means. I don't think there's a law that requires you to have a disaster preparedness plan, but it's just it's a good thing to have.
Well, it's too late to do it when it happens.
Yeah, right.
Obviously, if you're a good business person, you've got something. It's like a fire exit plan. Every building's got a map where this exit, that exit, this.
And that's why I asked that, because the fire marshal requires us to have that in our house. I wonder if there is now, you know, we say this, and now some lawmakers listening going,
I don't know.
I'll put in bill number 18.
Yeah, exactly.
But also, if you find yourself in a situation where you're in a building and you know you have to exit quickly because of hopefully never a shooter situation, but any other situation, you want to know how to get out and how to protect yourself. And for me as an employer, protecting my employees is my number one priority. I want to make sure that they go home safely at the end of each day.
Right.
So they can come back to work the next day, because that's what I need them to do.
So this is a two for one deal.
Yes, and then the HR conference follows that. And this is something we've been doing for the last couple of years. It's an annual event, and it's really intended for, certainly HR professionals will attend this event, but it's for those of you who have to practice HR as part of one of the many hats that you wear. So if you're a small business owner and you have employees, HR is part of your job. If you run an organization, you have employees, HR is part of your job. I'll be doing payroll when I get back to the office, for example.
And, good thing.
Shelly was really panicked over this one.
Right?
You got to understand that Shelly's son does not spelled with S's. They're spelled with dollar signs.
That's right.
Shelly son.
Cha-ching.
So we have have more than 100 people registered for this conference already, but there's still room for you if you'd like to join us. And the topics include employment law basics. You were just talking about, does the law require you to have fill in the blank? Recruiting your future employees, given the workforce situation we're all facing now, where we have more jobs available than workers.
2.9%.
David Pease from Bangor Savings has some great ideas. He's the director of talent diversity and inclusion, so he'll tell us how to recruit, how to make dealing with difficult employees less difficult. Mm-hmm. That's a topic. making another one, which is good. If you've been paying attention to Augusta, you know that there have been a lot of new rules that affect employers. So we'll be learning about how to make sense of all of that and the alphabet soup of federal and state laws. How to retain your best employees in a competitive marketplace. So if you've got some great people working for you, how do you keep them? And also, several employers will join us to talk about some of the HR tools that they use to recruit and retain employers.
Where's all this fun going on, and how do I get inside?
Hilton Garden Inn. Shelly, you want to give them the
It starts off at 7:15 for networking, breakfast 7:30. Presentation from Blue U starts at 8. It'll go till 9:15. Mm-hmm. That is the early bird breakfast. The people who stay for the HR conference will be there until 2:30. They'll also hear from Blue U at lunchtime. They're going to be providing a presentation called Recognizing Drugs in the Workplace, which I think is going to be really good. That's going to be another hour presentation in the afternoon. So, and it'll finish with a panel of all some of our people during the day, HR professionals facilitated by Deb, and it'll end at 2:30. You can read more information about this event at BangorRegion.com or call us at 947-0307.
Everybody who attended last year really raved about it. They took a lot away, and it's also a great opportunity to just network and connect with other business owners in the region, and people come from all over the state actually to attend this event. So we're looking forward to it Wednesday.
Let's think about this. If something happened, boom, right now, Shelley, where would you go?
I'd hide behind George. No.
Now, Deb, you're familiar with the building.
Right. And George, I would run.
Okay, but where? You'd go, exactly. You'd
she
go
doesn't
out
know
door,
her way out.
She doesn't know
it's
her way out.
It's a maze in here.
Yeah,
it is.
Follow me out the door because I'm on the way.
I'd go out that back, the back
there
door.
There is a back door.
The secret back door.
I'd follow you guys.
And if there's something coming that way, make sure, you know, there's the front door.
Right.
And there's always a chair and a window.
That's true.
But is that the right thing to do? We don't know.
Right. That's right.
So we're curious to learn. We all have those natural instincts to run, to hide. Is that the right thing to do? I don't know.
I don't think we could shelter in place in this building.
No.
Those doors are pretty thick.
Yeah.
And I think that they would probably stop someone or stop a bullet. But
right.
I don't know if they'd stop a person who really wanted to make their way through
that
door.
True. Yeah,
scary stuff.
It is.
It's really scary.
You know, if it's any indication, a police chief of Holden got stuck in one of these rooms because the door shut behind him and wouldn't let him out. So maybe we can shelter in place here.
We locked
it. It happened not too long ago.
That's a specific person.
It is. Well, you'd think a police chief, he's opening up his flip phone right now. He's going to send us a nasty text. Want to get to these events.
Those of us who have been in bigger corporations, like Rick has been, we've all been to these meetings, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's nothing new.
No.
We've done them online. I've had to do it.
Remember those?
Oh, I've had to do it online.
Did you have to do the Clear Channel, the online?
Oh, yeah.
I have done the one online. My former company, we had to meet in a big room, and they brought in an outsider. But I always found that most people would tee-hee on some things, and other things they would get really serious about. Certainly, when I said tee-hee, they'd talk about interpersonal relationships, and you look around the room and three or four people were dating. You know, it is a very, very large minefield that owners face.
Oh, and HR?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You can get blamed for stuff you didn't know you're going to get blamed for.
It's changing all the time, too, and just keeping up with the rules and the laws and how to I think every employer wants to be in compliance, but sometimes you don't know what you don't know, and the laws are changing all the time. So this is a way to keep our members and other employers in the region better informed.
And you say compliance, because if you're not in compliance, here come the fines.
Yeah, right.
If you're not careful.
Right, right.
Yep.
Okay.
It's Wednesday. It's going to be a great event. We've got that coming on. I do want to mention in November, if we have a minute, Shelley, we're doing a hot stove event. And if you're a legislator, especially representing the Bangor region or beyond, I would invite you to attend. This is going to be an opportunity to sit around a large table at Eastern Maine Community College. Thanks to them for their support, and Quirk for their support, to sit around a table with business owners and really talk about what are the concerns of business owners today and in our region and beyond, prior to kicking off the legislative session. And we're hearing from a lot of business owners that there's a little frustration and confusion in terms of what's happening in Augusta. And they just want to talk about, hey, this is how this law or this bill is impacting my business. These are some of the unintended consequences you might not have thought about. And this is what we really need from you going forward. So we're looking forward to that event. It will be well facilitated. We'll keep things on, positive. And that's happening happening November 10th at Eastern Maine Community College. So we'll have more information about that
shortly. On our website, yep.
On our
website.
So watch
for it. BangorRegion.com. BangorRegion.com?
Yes.
Correct.
There's no commerce in that URL.
Nope, just BangorRegion.com.
Shelley Sund, again, yes. The S is spelled with dollar signs.
Cha-ching.
And Deb Newman.
I have to go do payroll.
Thank God.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.